This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Tariana, Olive and Geralia Yee. Now it is that time in the morning where we speak to our favourite doctor who gives us our daily COVID update, Dr. Jonathan Leach. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Tari.
Now, we haven't spoken to you in a few days. How's everything looking? I know we had a case in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, we did. So last week, and surprisingly that didn't turn into more cases, but yeah, quite unwell in the out and about community for over a week.
That's
in his 40s, I think, or 30s. So yeah, look, I think we've done all right, and perhaps that is the warmer weather and vaccination rates, you know, gradually going up. That makes that less of a risk. But yeah, could have gone badly, I think.
And they need to be a bit better on the Gold Coast, I'm hearing, because vaccinations are a little bit low. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I think so, 2 or 3 percentage points behind the rest of the state on the coast, which is I'm a bit surprised about given the proximity to the border.
Yeah, that would worry me.
Yeah, you know, places like Gundawindi have done, you know, way better, I guess, with the truck drivers coming through that town. But yeah, I thought Gold Coast might have done better, but you know, I guess it's kind of indicative of all of Queensland feeling a bit removed from it, perhaps.
Yeah, they live a very free-spirited life on the Goldie, mate. When I was actually down there a couple of weeks ago in Burley, and yeah, just very cruisy. They are
not much concerns them.
They're not much,
including
concerned.
A pandemic. But how are our vaccination rates going for the whole of Queensland? But also, what are those specific places that really need to bump it up?
Yeah, so overall in Queensland, we're about the 74% first dose and we've hit the 60% second dose. So we're kind of, you know, gradually getting there, probably a bit better in the last week since the announcement from the Premier than the week before, but, you know, not a massive uptake. But I think that there's kind of some spots across the state. Cairns, Rockhampton, Mackay, particularly. There's some other smaller places. And then, yeah, as you said, Gold Coast. But Logan, I think, kind of on our doorstep, really, is probably in terms of southeast Queensland, Ipswich a bit as well. So, yeah, still some sort of areas that are, yeah, really we want to see pick up. Otherwise, well, that's where the outbreaks and the kind of severe infections and problems will be.
Yeah, and it's getting closer to opening borders and everything, so that's why we're... Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
How many roughly would you ideally, if you could say to people, you and
100%.
How many people a day would you be expecting?
Infections?
No, based off vaccinations. How many people should be getting vaccinated a day to reach our target?
Yeah, right, okay. Look, I guess it's probably not too different, maybe 10,000 more per day, something like that. But I guess it's where people, it's the sort of locations and who's getting vaccinated that's probably more important. So I think probably if the percentage where it's already high keep going up, then we'll hit the 80% target earlier than expected for double doses. But it's really, we want much more even spread. You know, it's no good having half the population at 90% and half at 40%. That doesn't put us in a good position.
Yep. Okay.
All right. And in terms of infections, some new modelling came out for next year.
Yeah. So the community controlled Aboriginal organisations in South East Queensland commissioned some modelling. So it's actually specific for South East Queensland Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, which is the first time that's being done. And I think it gives a much better story about what might happen and kind of hopefully some call to action, because what we sort of saw with that, and there's probably around 80,000 Indigenous people in southeast Queensland, sort of on estimates, but they looked at the number of deaths being about 460 over sort of the course of 6 to 9 months next year over the wave that we have, which is alarming numbers, really, and that's on current vaccination rates of about 40% double dose. If we even increase that by 20% to sort of 60% double dose, then we see those deaths drop down to just over 200. And obviously, if we get it up to 80%, even bigger difference.
Yeah, well, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, and the hospitalisations dropped from, 3,600 to 2,000. The sort of impacts across the spectrum. So really keen to see sort of a big move in that space. And again, I'll sort of shout out to Logan because they're kind of, whereas the average is 40% down in Logan, it's about 31% double vaccinated.
All right, well, go and get your vaccines, especially in the places that aren't doing so great. Logan, I'm talking to you. Gold Coast, you. But we will speak to you on Thursday. Thank you for all that information, Dr. Jonathan, and we hope to see everyone getting vaccinated this week.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.